Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. On today's program, we talk about tattoos, in particular, tattoos in the workplace.
In the 1960s U.S., a tattoo was usually a sign of antisocial or illegal activity. Few people had them. Today, at least 1 in 5 Americans has a tattoo, including sports stars, actors, and young professionals.
But some people say tattoos still have no place at work. Many well-known companies have no visible tattoo policies.
However, some industries are not so strict when it comes to tattoos, and some are changing to reflect a more tat-friendly culture.
During any workday commute in Washington, D.C., you will see people dressed in different kinds of business clothes. Suits, brown khaki pants and collared shirts, modest dresses and skirts. D.C. has a large government workforce, along with many politicians and lawyers. As a result, most people dress in a conservative way.
On a crowded subway train one morning, a young woman stands out. She is wearing shorts and a tank top. However, it is not her clothes that make her look different from her fellow commuters. It's her arm. She has a large, brightly colored tattoo of a beautiful woman with long dark hair wearing a red scarf and jewels. The tattoo covers the top of her left arm.
Her name is Erin DeRosa. She is a 26-year-old hairstylist. Ms. DeRosa says her college friends warned her to not get such large tattoos. They told her the tattoos, or tats for short, would make it hard for her to get a job.
Not so, says Ms. DeRosa. She says the hair industry puts importance on creativity and individuality. So showing her tattoos actually helps her career. She says that her clients do not get freaked out or are not upset by her tattoos. She says that her salon is a modern one, suggesting that perhaps in a more conservative salon, customers might be freaked out by her tattoos.
Her mother, however, is a different story. Her mother does not like tattoos.
Ms. DeRosa says when her mom came to D.C. for a visit, she had to wear long sleeves the entire time. After a short break, we will hear more from the hiring expert about how different industries view body art and how tattoo culture at work is changing.
Welcome back to As It Is. We continue with our story today on tattoos in the workplace. Erin DeRosa belongs to a creative industry that accepts tattoos in the workplace. Fashion, graphic design, and technology industries are also lax or not strict about workers having tattoos. But industries such as medical and financial are more traditional about workers' appearance.
These observations are from Natasha Olinger, a human resource or hiring specialist. Ms. Olinger has been an HR specialist in Washington, D.C. for the past decade.
So I think the industries that are more lax now are the tech and creative industries, but the ones that are still kind of strict are the medical professions, the legal professions, and banks.
The stricter industries, explains Ms. Olinger, are mostly what she calls customer-facing. People in medicine, law, and finance must deal with the public face-to-face. If an employee represents a company, that company usually has a right to say how their employees should look.
Many jobs in the technology industry are not customer-facing. They are back-end jobs and have little face-to-face time with customers. So appearance is not as important.
The tech industry is where a woman named Melissa Thomas has worked for the past 20 years. Ms. Thomas is a 47-year-old self-employed technology expert. She mainly works with the federal government, supporting its software needs.
Ms. Thomas got a small tattoo when she was in her 20s, even though her father opposed the idea. But when Ms. Thomas turned 40, she decided it was time to get the tattoos she has always wanted. A lot of them.
Ms. Thomas explains she chose tattoo designs that are important to her in some way. She says she loves Japanese culture. So one of her arms has a full sleeve of brightly colored Japanese-looking tattoos. Her other arm is a work in progress. She says the tattoos are incomplete because her favorite artist started taking drugs again. She did not want drugs connected to her body art, so she stopped going to him. This is actually one of the common opinions people have about tattoos, that the people who have them take drugs.
Ms. Thomas was thoughtful not only about the content, but also the location of her tattoos. She explains that she stopped the tattoos at her wrists so she can hide them, all of them, when she needs to or wants to.
In 2011, the career advice website CareerBuilder.com conducted a survey. They hired the company Harris Interactive to poll nearly 3,000 hiring managers across the U.S. These managers were asked to list the factors that kept them from promoting their employees. The top three were piercings, bad breath, and visible tattoos.
As HR expert Natasha Olinger points out, employees do not have to care about an employee's right to express oneself through body art.
In other words, no U.S. law restricts someone from getting a tattoo, but no U.S. law requires a business to hire a person with a tattoo either.
On the other hand, deciding not to hire people with tattoos may increasingly cost employers workers. In the U.S., nearly 4 in 10 millennials, people aged 18 to 29, have at least one tattoo. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.